University of Florida economist Tom Spreen projects Florida citrus production in 10 years, including a worst case 27 million boxes of oranges.
Yields have declined so much, I simply used my estimated 14-15 yield by tree age, interacted that with the tree inventory, and then made different assumptions about the rate of replanting and also future yields were going to change. When we did that in a more conservative fashion, we had the crop declining, orange crop declining slightly, getting into the high 80 million box range by 25-26. But then we had the reality of what happened on October the 9th, and the USDA forecasting 80 million boxes for 15-16, which is, of course, well below almost all of the forecasts that we put up there. So we went back and said, okay, focusing now on yields, what if we were to extrapolate this downward trend in yields that's taken place, especially over the past four seasons? And if people will look at the numbers, they'll see how much yields have come down since 2010-11 through 13-14 in the published data, and they'll be down again with the published data comes out in 14-15. So if you take that trend and you extrapolate into the future, well, then you get a very pessimistic forecast of production of about 80 million boxes again in 16-17, but for oranges dropping all the way down to just over 27 million boxes by 25-26. And grapefruit, a similar story. And when we use a more conservative approach, somewhat of a downward drift in grapefruit production, but still staying above 11 million boxes in 10 years. If, again, we extrapolate yields forward, you get grapefruit production dropping down to less than 5 million boxes, or as I described it, a Texas size industry. You know, those two numbers taken together, if God forbid the industry got that small, it would have major ramifications in terms of packing houses and packing plants and picking crews and input supply dealers and the whole infrastructure that supports the Florida citrus industry, and then the economic impact that the industry has on the state of Florida, which even at the size industry today is still sizable. This is still having, you know, $8 billion plus of economic impact, an industry that would be producing a little over 30 million boxes of citrus fruit would have a much smaller economic impact, and to the detriment of those parts of Florida that really depended upon citrus as the economic engine of the economy.
Which is most likely to happen, the conservative estimate or the extrapolated yield really bad estimate?
Well, part, I think, of what we were trying to accomplish today by putting out these more pessimistic numbers is to make the case that the day of reckoning has arrived. You know, we've been talking about how something needs to be done. Well, we can't put that in the future tense anymore, that we need to find solutions today and implement those right now. We do not have a disease-resistant tree yet, though. You know, there's hope that there'll be at least more tolerant rootstocks out there. But these other solutions, such as bactericides, heat treatments, CHIMAs, if you're not part of a CHIMA, you need to get together with your neighbors, not tomorrow, this afternoon, and say, we need to form a CHIMA, because CHIMAs have shown some benefit in reducing psyllid populations. So it's no more, let's talk about it, let's plan for it. It's no more of that. It's like, we got to get moving right now. And I think that's what Director Shep and the commission, I think, was hoping maybe we would accomplish by doing that. I think we're all, not even hoping, I think we're all fairly sure that what I put up there is not going to happen, that the industry will find a way to adapt and move forward. But the time for talking about it's over. We need to move forward now.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.